Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on...
I'll be ready in just a few minutes.
Good. Hide Lisa, H-I-D-E-L-I-S-A, McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, address 3178 Cinder Creek Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-891-8998. ID is XXXXX3314, date of birth is 12-22-1953, 68-year-old, retired married woman, insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross, pharmacy is Safeway-East, 530-899-2322. It is addressed to 2 Dr. Roy L. Bishop, M.D., Family Medicine, below that should say Argyle Medical Group, A-R-G-Y-L-L Medical Group, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-899-0130, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, with history of internal tremor. Dear Dr. Bishop and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Hyde Lisa McKay for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Hyde Lisa. It's a very pleasant 68-year-old right-handed woman, who is currently being treated for obstructive sleep apnea syndrome on CPAP therapy. More recently, she has developed symptoms of internal tremulousness, a form of AKASTHESIA, akathisia, for reasons that are uncertain. New paragraph, she was felt possibly to have clinical findings of nocturnal restlessness or restless leg syndrome, but trials of ropinirole and pramipexole, by her report, were unsuccessful. She describes, new paragraph, she describes 2 nocturnal arousals per night, usually approximately the same time, 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning, for reasons that are also uncertain. New paragraph, she otherwise denies significant daytime somnolence or fatigue, believing that her CPAP is working effectively. Subparagraph, Enloe Home Health provides her CPAP equipment service. New paragraph, she also gave a history of having a positive rheumatoid factor and is under the care of Dr. H-A-R-C-H-E-T-A-N Sandhu, S-A-N-D-H-U, M.D., and is due for follow-up with additional laboratory testing. Subparagraph, clinically, by her report, she has no arthritic manifestations. New paragraph. She gives a previous history of, quote, TIAs, unquote, dyslipidemia, and possible arthritis. New paragraph, there's no known drug allergies or sensitivities. New paragraph, generally, she complains of increasing symptoms of forgetfulness, dysomnia, and a history of developing numbness in her arms when she either rides in an airplane or lays down at night. New paragraph. ENT, she wears eyeglasses. She has a history of long-standing, and by her report, a familial history of tinnitus with hearing loss that is bothersome to her. New paragraph, endocrine, She reports that she's rapidly losing her hair. It rarely grows. Her skin has become drier. Respiratory. She denied symptoms. Cardiovascular. She denied symptoms. Gastrointestinal. She has a history of bloating and constipation. New paragraph. Genitourinary. She reports a history of reduced bladder control. Hematological. She reports that she's slow to heal after cuts, but denies any difficulty with bruising or bleeding. New paragraph. Locomotor musculoskeletal. She has varicose veins. New paragraph. Female gynecological. She has a history of hot flashes and painful intercourse. New paragraph. She stands 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighs 186 pounds. New paragraph. Menstruation occurred at age 13. Her last menstrual period was 18 years ago. Her last pap and pelvic were in May of 2021. She's completed mammography. She's had a history of 3 pregnancies with 2 live childbirths. She reported no other female gynecological problems. New paragraph. Sexual function. Sex life is satisfactory. She is not sexually active. She denied any sexual discomfort. She did not report any exposures or history of risk factors or findings of transmissible sexual disease. New paragraph. Mental health. She reported nocturnal arousals. She has seen a counselor in the past. Stress is a problem for her, but she denied any frequent tearfulness, feelings of depression, problems with her appetite, panic symptoms with stress, suicidal ideation or gestures. Neuropsychiatric. She's not been advised or referred for psychiatric care. She's had no convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. A new paragraph, personal health and safety. She's not live alone. She denied having frequent falls. She does experience hearing loss with her tinnitus. She has completed an advanced directive. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Family health, personal and family health history. She was born on December 22, 1953. She's 68 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. Her father died at age 51 with a brain tumor. Her mother is age 86 in good health. Her 3 children. Two sons and a daughter, ages 53, 51, and 49, and in good health. New paragraph, her husband's age 69, in very good health. Her 40-year-old, I'm sorry, she had not 3 children. She had 3 siblings, ages 49, 51, and 53, in good health. Her 2 children, ages 40 and 42, are in fairly good health. New paragraph. She reported a family history of asthma, chemical dependency, diabetes, and hypertension. She denied a family history, that's a new paragraph, of arthritis, gout, bleeding tendencies, cancer, convulsions, heart disease and stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She reports she's completed college. New paragraph. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol beverages rarely, 1 to 2 times per year. She smoked in the past. She does not smoke now. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no children at home. New paragraph. occupational concerns, none reported serious illnesses and injuries. She denies ever having had a fracture, concussion, loss of consciousness, or serious other illness, operations and hospitalizations. She's never had a blood transfusion. She underwent stapedectomy in 2018 with a loss of sense of taste. Tubal ligation was performed previously, and an abdominoplasty was performed in 2003 with excellent outcome. She denies hospitalizations for prolonged care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General. She reports a change in her sense of taste previously. Reduced hearing. Reduced memory. Tinnitus and paresthesias. Head. She denied neuralgia. Uncommon headaches. Fainting spells and loss of consciousness or similar family history. Neck. She denied symptoms. Upper back and arms, she denied symptoms. Middle back, she denied symptoms. Low back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she reports constant pain in her feet due to plantar fasciitis, but she denies paresthesias, numbness, or weakness. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. Now, see above, she gives a history of change in her sense of taste, but no change in her sense of smell, difficulty with speech, swallowing, or phonation. Chewing, new paragraph. She has a history of reduced auditory acuity with a constant tinnitus suspected to be maternal in origin genetically, new paragraph. She denied unusual weakness in the upper and lower extremities, new paragraph. She denied unusual sensory symptoms, new paragraph. She denied external tremor but reports a sense of internal tremulousness that is variable and occurs from time to time without obvious precipitating cause or associated symptoms. New paragraph, neurological examination. Mental status, Hydlisa is a well-developed, well-nourished, early middle-aged, right-handed woman who is alert, oriented, pleasant, and who appears in no distress. Her immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention and concentration. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate to the clinical circumstances, and without unusual ideation. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. The cranial nerve evaluation is unremarkable. Taste was not tested. New paragraph. Motor examination, manual testing upper and lower extremities shows preserved bulk tone and strength bilaterally. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact to all modalities, touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are slightly hypoactive but present 1 plus over 4 without asymmetry. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Sarah Beller, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are easily accomplished, including finger tapping test, rapid alternating successive movements, new paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers induces no neuromuscular stiffness, rigidity, or cogwheeling, or evidence of unusual pendulosity, new paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid with preserved tandem heel and toe. New paragraph, Romberg's test is unremarkable, including cervical extension. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Hydlisa McKay presents with a clinical history of sensory akesthesia, A-K-S-E-T-H-E-S-I-A, that may be a consequence of nutritional deficiency. Since she takes no vitamin supplements on any regular basis. New paragraph. Her clinical neurological examination today is within normal limits. New paragraph, she has well-treated obstructive sleep apnea syndrome under local care. New paragraph, she has a history of tinnitus and hearing loss that by her report is probably genetic and maternal in etiology. That is maternally related. New paragraph recommendations. Initially, with her clinical history and her otherwise normal neurological examination, I will place her on a women's daily therapeutic vitamin to take every day for the next 3 months. New paragraph. A trial of propranolol, 10 to 20 milligrams up to 3 times a day, will be provided for her symptoms of internal tremulousness. New paragraph. I'll see her for med check reevaluation and follow-up in consideration for further evaluation while we obtain the results of her MR imaging study performed at North Valley / Enloe Imaging Center. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she turns, since I respect both my professional signature.